I'm going to read for about 20, 25 minutes, 12 poems. And I want to start with two early poems written about 40 years ago. The first one especially was the idea of telling stories, which fascinated me then. And this is the first one. It's titled A Formal Portrait. The Emperor Shah Jahan is shown in his garden in a small portrait painted with tempera and gold. Soft green hollyhocks with pink flowers, a marigold, daisies and small plants, and flowers so delicate and whose names I don't yet know. Ladies sit delicately on the swings, hung among the trees, under chosen branches, heavy with cool shades. Quiet attendants pushing them to and fro. The only noise in the garden being the creak of the ropes and the birds' cries. On such hot afternoons, one thing for certain, the princess must not be harmed under any circumstances. Negotiations for this are at this moment in progress. The guards have young faces. A mirror made of highly polished metal. I see your reflection in this and in myself. The moon shines too above the many sea towns strung along the coast. It is coloured a clear white cream and dominates the entire night sky. In Kashmir and other Himalayan foothills, Bichitra, the artist in 1633, came to see you swim naked to the waist in a lotus pond, the hills behind the colour of a sliced blood orange. I watch you undisturbed, your neat, firm breasts. The same lady is on a swing now in a courtyard. Still grey storm clouds gather above the Kangra Valley. The same lady is caught in a storm as she hurries through the woods. The snakes hurry for cover as well. At the tryst, she stands below the orange flower tree. It is hard to know if these are exercises in grammar or attempts at communication of sorts, either by the painter or the lady, maybe. Sometimes you are the lady, but most often you're even more beautiful than she is, wherever could be. The long black hair and clear forehead, your dark brown eyes set between narrow lids. The number of possible scenes and descriptions seems nearly as unlimited as the ever-changing light. As you sleep, the fine garden is deserted, except for the moon and a few tigers. The emperor wears rich scarlet slippers as he stands beside the hollyhocks unnoticed. Perhaps tonight he thinks of the war on the plains, or remembers when his palace was eaten by fire. You are quite safe, and there's no worry.